Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the seed stock into the beef cattle business with Gerald Callahan in just a moment. What cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Thursday, February 23rd. It'll be broadcast live from the Embassy Suites on South Meridian in Oklahoma City. You'll be able to see it on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll start 8 a.m. Central Time on Thursday, February 23rd. 33,600 head, including 11,300 yearling steers, 5,300 yearling heifers, 15,000 wean calves, and about 1,100 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can go to the Superior Video Livestock Auction website. That's SuperiorLivestock.com. As always, you can call Superior at 1-800-422-2117. Happening live from Embassy Suites on South Meridian in Oklahoma City, it's the Superior Video Livestock Auction on February 23rd. Remember, neighbor, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Gerald Callahan is the Chief Executive Officer and President of Express Ranches. They're one of the largest seed stock operations in the country and getting ready for their annual spring bull sale. We had the opportunity to sit down with Gerald and talk about their operation, ask him what sort of strategy does he have in mind as he goes from year to year and getting the right set of bulls for cattle producers that particular season.
Well, I think first off, you've got to use a common sense approach to the cattle business. There's some things that data and numbers won't tell you with regard to feet and legs and even how well the cattle handle the vigor of the calves at birth. There's some things like that. And so I think first off, you have to let the cattle and the environment kind of talk to you and tell you what you need to be doing. But along with that, each and every year, we get more and more data. We collect more data. We try to use that data as intelligently as we can. All the bulls we sell have been 50K tested. All the EPDs in the catalog are genomically enhanced EPDs. And by saying that, you take the actual data, the birth weight, weaning weight, yearling weight, IMF, ribeye, along with how those bulls genomically tested on each trait, and all of that gets incorporated into the EPDs that are printed in the catalog. What does that do? That allows the commercial man to come in here and buy them with a little more confidence that those bulls are going to sire calves that are reflective of those EPDs. It'll be like that bull has already sired 8 to 25 calves. And so it just gives them a lot more confidence. It gives them some insurance, if you will, that those bulls are going to produce like their EPDs say they will.
When you're looking for that next bull, which EPDs do you pay the most attention to?
So if they're going to breed a set of heifers, they need to pay a lot of attention, of course, to birth weight EPD and the Kevin East Direct, CED. And you're going to want bulls that are 8 and better on CED, and you're going to want bulls that are 1.5 and below on birth EPD. If you want to maximize growth, then you're going to want to look at weaning weight EPD, yearling weight EPD. For a lot of commercial producers, we also have what we call bioeconomic indexes, which are dollar W, dollar beef. A lot of our producers probably should pay a little more attention to dollar W, because that's not only going to tell you information with regard to how your calves are going to wean, but it also gives you a feel about the heifers that you're keeping in terms of maternal traits as well. If you're going to feed those cattle all the way out and retain ownership, then certainly you want to look at dollar beef, because it's a terminal index that takes into account carcass and growth.
And these dollar indexes, they're kind of like a basket of indicators, right?
Yeah, they're a basket of indicators that are based on the EPDs. And so they're a tool, if you will, a shorter version that takes into account several traits. And so dollar W for dollar weaning, dollar B for dollar beef, those two traits, bioeconomic indexes is what they are really, really important. But I think the thing that I would emphasize for bull buyers is to look at the bulls, make sure they fit you from a phenotype standpoint, and then look and drill down hard on the EPDs and make sure that you're getting the amount of growth that you want, make sure you're getting the level of milk production that you want. But then particularly if you're going to breed heifers, really look at that CED and birth weight EPD.
Gerald Callahan of Express Ranches. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. When you're raising cattle, you're producing beef, and consumers expect that beef to be sustainably produced. Sustainable beef production is the focus of the 2017 Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, February 24th in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Keynoter will be John Butler, current president of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Other leading players in the beef business will discuss how we raise beef the right way, and cattle market analyst Daryl Peel will offer a market outlook. To register, go to noble.org/agevents or call 580-224-6376. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.